Although the super soul appears to be divided, he is never divided. He is situated as one. Although he is the maintainer of every living entity, it is to be understood that he devours and develops all.
Māvivaktam ca bhūte Īśvara sarvabhūtānām vidyese arjuna tiṣṭhati. This is another statement of Bhagavad Gita, that the law, supreme law, be situated in everyone's heart, vidyese, particularly pointed out. Vidyese means in the heart, vid means heart. So, modern medical science, they see that the energy is coming from the heart. And as soon as the heart stops to work, it is saying that the body is dead. So, here also the same thing is confirmed. Ishara sarvabhutanam vidyeseva vimukshyate. They cannot say smith. Why the heart stops. But they hear we get the explanation that as soon as the soul, both the soul and the super soul, leave this body, then it is only a lump of matter. It is nowhere. Thus thou art, thus thou beest. It is developed from this material elements. Five gross elements and three subtle elements. But so long it was, as long as the soul, the spirit soul, and the super soul remains. The soul and the super soul is stated in the Vedic literature, Upanishad. They are sitting in one branch of the tree, together as friends. The soul and the super soul. Both of them are within the heart. But the soul is now looking forward for material enjoyment. And the super soul is witnessing the material activities of the individual soul. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Unuvanta upadastha. Upadastha means overseeing. For every action we are doing, there is witness. That is karmavar, witness. Suppose one man has done something wrong in the criminal court, one requires witness. Either to punish him or to release him, to witness required. So witness is there. The Supreme Personality of Godhead as Paramatma, he is there as witness. Unumanta upadrasta. Unumanta means without the sanction of the Paramatma, the individual soul cannot do anything. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham reason medishti. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham reason medishti. Mattas mitigyanam apuvanam cha. Through me, everyone is getting remembrance, mitig, jnana, knowledge. And everyone is forgetting also. That is due to this Paramatma or super soul. We are now in forgotten state. This condition, material life means we have forgotten our real constitutional position. I'm thinking I'm this body, but I'm not this body. I'm spirit soul, I'm Brahman, but we have forgotten. We have forgotten our relationship with the Supreme Lord. This forgetfulness is also due to the influence of the super soul. Because we wanted to act, just like a very first class dramatic director, he instructs the player in such a way that sometimes he forgets, the more he forgets, he plays very nice. Similarly, we wanted to enjoy this material world. So unless we forget completely that I am spirit soul, I am not this body, actually I cannot enjoy. So that forgetfulness is also due to the super soul. He's giving us full chance. But he advises that do not be entangled in this material activity. Therefore, his instruction is sarva dharma and paripasya. Mami tam sarana. That is his instruction. But we do not want that. We want to forget. Entangle ourselves in this material activity. Therefore, Krishna, by the energy of his maya, illusory energy, helps us in forgetting. But if we want to revive our original consciousness, then also Krishna helps buddhi guru mudadanamita, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Desam satatujuttanam bhajatanasthiti bhūvatam dadami buddhi bhūvatam jīramāmukhyam. So two things, we are at liberty, we have to make our choice. If we want to enjoy this material world, Krishna will provide all facilities you can enjoy. But Krishna says that you will never be happy. Never be happy. You will be simply more entangled. More entangled means, now I have got this human form of body. But according to my desire, at the time of death, I may get another body. Which may not be human form of body. There are 8,400,000 species and forms of body. I can get one of them. These are very subtle things, one has to understand it. Gangyam bhāvi saram bhāvo tajatanti kalivara. At the time of death, our next body will be decided according to my mental condition. So, entanglement means today I am thinking I have got this body, Indian body or American body or English body or this body. Bad body, big body. Tomorrow I may not possess. Actually, I get another body. That means the chapter changes. If I get a body of a dog, then I act like a dog. If I get the body of a hog, then I act like a hog. And if I get the body of a god, body can have demigod as standard of life. Then you can act like that. The body is the destiny. With the body, everything is destiny. Your material happiness and distress, everything, that is called adrishtam. Adrishtam is which you cannot see, but it has been fixed up by superior intelligence that this much you will get. Therefore we see so many divisions of status. One man is working very hard day and night, but it is very difficult for him to collect even so much money that I can eat very nicely. Because the body is made for that. There is another man born with silver spoon in the mouth. He hasn't got to try very much. But he gets his money very quickly. Therefore, the Bhagavad says that don't waste your time for so-called happiness and distress. Don't waste your time. Because you are already thinking to receive a standard of happiness and distress. You cannot change. But you can clear it. Your thoughts as well. That is possible. But you cannot clear your material position. The modern people, they do not know. They do not know that material conditions, they cannot be changed. Take for example, there is pig. His body is made for eating stew. So you cannot induce him to eat halwa. That cannot. He's not active. His body is made like. But in the human form, if we change our consciousness, then we can revive our original status. Original status means eternal life of blissfulness and knowledge. That is original life. Sat-chit ananda vigraha. So that super soul is always helping us as friend. Therefore here it is said, avivaktam ca bhuteshu. Avivaktam ca bhuteshu vibhaktam yuvata sthitam. The super soul appears like an individual soul, he is staying as friend. So he has been divided. Vibhaktam yuva. As a divide. It is not divide. For example, you can understand that like there is sun on the sky, and if you keep millions of balls with water, you will find the sun is reflected there. That does not mean the sun has divided into millions. This is wasted now. There are millions of people standing at 12 o'clock. And you ask every one of them, even the 5,000 miles away, you wear the sun. Everyone is saying it on my head. Does it mean the sun has divided into billions of partners on each earth and standing? No. Sun is one. But it appears like that. Therefore it is said that avivaktam ca bhuteshu. Vibhaktam yuvah asthitam. He is not vibhaktam. Ishara sarva-bhutanam is this ultimate mystery. Ishara, the Supreme Lord, and super soul is staying in everyone's heart. That does not mean he has become divine. No, he is one. That is already explained. That sarva-khetresu bhāra. Ketram manchati mahani dhi, sarva ketresu bhāra. Krishna says that in each and every individual body, there is a soul, khetra god. This body is khetra, field of activities. And within the body, the soul is there. He is working according to the position. He is working. So he is khetra god. They say, I know it is my body. I don't say it is I body. No, I say my body. You say my body. Everyone says, I know it is my body. If I see my finger, I think it is my finger. I don't say I finger. Because I'm not this body. Everyone simply little forward thinking. So therefore, this is one who knows that it is my body, he is Khetra God. He knows. And the body is called Khetra. Hidama Sariram Khetra Matyogiri. This Sari is called Khetra, field of activity. According to my body, I am acting. That is my field of activity. And Krishna says also, that khetram manchati manahiddhi sarva khetri duha. He said, I am living entity. I am soul. I know the illness of my body. The pains and pleasure of my body I know. That the pains and pleasure of your body I do not. Neither you know my pains and pleasure. So you are already living. But the another proprietor. Actually he is the proprietor. He is the proprietor, we are simply occupier. just left of a house. There are two persons. One is the proprietor of the house, and another tenant is the occupier. So we are simply occupier. The real proprietor is Krishna. That is Ishvara Sarvabhuta. He knows everyone what you have been. Not only I, you, everyone. Therefore, it is said that Supreme Person, Brahma, avivittam cha bhuti. He is saying in everyone's heart, that is Krishna. It's like I am sitting here, I am not in my apartment. You are sitting here. You are not in your apartment because you are living there. But Krishna, although he is living in his Goloka Vrindavan planet, he is everywhere. That is already explained.
Yes, that is about the Pistas. Bahiranta Sabhutaranam. Pataram. Charamayavata. Sukhattam.
Sarvato apani padasta. Sarvato shishiro. We have discussed all this. That is Krishna, that is God. He is in a, that is first part of the Ishopanishad. Vishavasvainam santam, jatkin chintam jnana, trinam tam trinam. So, everywhere is Krishna, everywhere is God, Sarvato Upanipada. He has got hands and legs everywhere. And because he has got hands everywhere, therefore, when you offer something to Krishna or God, he is seen as love. He is an action. Not that because he is far, far away, therefore, I am offering him something with pain and love. He cannot accept. No, he cannot accept. Just like a bank. A bank can accept your deposit from any branch. Immediately, your account is credited. Similarly, in the Brahma Samhita it is said, Golokayeva Nivasati Okilatma Bhuto. That is Krishna, that is God. That he is always existing. In his abode. But Okilatma Bhuta. At the same time, he is existing everywhere within the Creator. Annantara Sangha Paramana Chayantara Sangha. Some philosophers are saying that he is everywhere, but he is not in his abode. That is mystery. Purnatra Purnamadaya Purnamaya Avishishtate. In his fullness, if he is presented everywhere, he is still in his fullness, he is in love. It's like I am not in fullness in my apartment. Maybe there is some message I can be. But I am not in fullness. But Krishna, God, can remain everywhere in fullness. Akhilatma. Golokayeva Nivasati. Akhilatma. So, that is, Krishna consciousness has met and he is living because he is the Mayavadi philosopher. They are accepting that he is Krishna or Parabrahma or God because he is in everywhere. He has no partner. That is a poor underground. That is not God. Because we are thinking material. That's why if I take a piece of paper and tear it into small pieces and throw it, then the original paper has no existence. This is called Mayavad of imperfect knowledge. Because I am thinking that material is one thing broken into pieces and thrown, the original form is lost. No, it becomes impersonal. No. The Veda says, that Purnatra Purnameva Adaya Purnameva Vishishtati. You take the full, God full. Even God fully represented in every atom, it's still useful. that 1 minus 1 equals 1 and 1 plus 1 equals 1. That is absolute idea. But we calculate from materialistic point of view as though we are not our feeling brain. We think like that. Whereas Jiva Goswami says, unless you accept inconceivable power of the Supreme Lord, you cannot understand God. That is not possible. If you compare with your conceivable power, then God may be right. That's Dr. Frog's calculation of the Atlantic Ocean. That's the story, you know. Frog dwells. The frog lives within the well, and he's calculating the length and breadth of Atlantic Ocean. How is it possible? It is not possible. So we are frogs in the well. We have got limited capacity to understand. Our senses are limited. We are thinking Krishna, God also, He is also. This is our fault. This is called poor Pandav knowledge. You cannot compare with God. But Mahabharata speculated like that and spoiled their own time and spoiled others.
So, avivaktam cha bhuteshu, vivaktam yoga sitam, bhuta bhakti cha tadgeyam dasesno prabhavishnu cha.
He is giving all the necessities, the Supreme Lord. He is giving all the necessities of every religion. Eka cha bhunam vidudhati kama. There are two Itanas and two living entities. One is plural number, Dityanam, this is plural number. And Nitya, that is singular, Nitya Dityanam. The Lord is also living entity. Just like we are living entity, we have got our senses. Similarly, God has also senses, but His senses are not limited. Our senses are limited. That is limited. The Nityanityanam Chetana Chetana. And what is the difference between the singular number and plural number? The ego, singular number. Jo vidhati kama bahuna. And actually, God is speaking. You'll find in Africa there are millions of elephants. Who is giving them food? In your home, within the home, you'll find millions of ants. Are you giving them food? Who is giving them food? There are so many birds and beasts. There is no Russian government. We have seen ever that it has died out of garbage. We have never seen it. But we are engaged in philanthropy war to give food to the poor. And the God is unable to give food to the poor. Because we are taking the position of God. So this is not our business. God has food for everyone. If His one is suffering, that is His own fault. That is in the hospital. He'll go, he'll find so many patients are starving. Does it mean the patients are starving for want of food? No. If he must starve, otherwise he will not be killed. That is destiny. So, these are not our business to see. Our own business is how to revive our original consciousness. That is our only business.